Let's talk first about drones, because apparently a lot of people might be looking for drones for Christmas. And we're going to talk about the rules and regulations around drones, because there are a fair few, with Enda Walsh from the Irish Aviation Authority. Enda, you're holding an event in the Phoenix Park today. What's your message about drones, whether a present for yourself or for someone else?
Good morning, Arnie. We are indeed. So the message we have this year is drone safely this Christmas. So if you do get a drone this Christmas, remember it's your responsibility to know the rules and fly safely. Ensure you're always in control of the drone and that you remain compliant with the regulations. So a good place to start would be to go onto our website, ia.ie/drones, and we have them all listed out there. So some basic things will be to ensure you're registered as an operator. So if your drone is over 250 grams or has a camera and it's not a toy, and to look at our airspace map so you know where you can and can't fly. For example, don't fly near airports or prisons, and to understand the minimum ages and so on.
I mean, there's several thousand drones in the country already. Do you think everyone with a drone is following those rules already?
So thankfully, the vast majority of drone users are compliant with the regulations. However, the use of drones is rapidly increasing. We've over 8,000 operators. We've over 21,000 drone pilots trained and certified in this country. And some of the new pilots mightn't be aware of their responsibilities, which can lead to unsafe flying. And we'd encourage the public that if you do see anyone flying a drone in a dangerous or a reckless manner, contact us at the IAA. So reckless use of a drone or inappropriate use of a drone camera can result in enforcement action. So please report.
See, if I want to learn to drive, I can go and get driving lessons, and then at the end of it, I have to pass an exam. If I want to operate a drone, where do I learn what to do so as I'm not crashing into everybody?
Yes, so there's varying levels of training for remote pilots depending on the drone you're flying. So a small drone under 250 grams, for example, is sufficient to understand where you can and can't fly and to read the manufacturer's manual and obey some simple rules. It's quite flexible. But as you go beyond that, there's varying levels of remote pilot training that we offer, from Open A1 to A2 all the way to Certificate Category. So again, on our website, we will show you which drone you buy and which level of training is required for that.
Yes, people can do that with their drones, but it really is a question of privacy, isn't it? What I mean, am I entitled to fly over my neighbour's back garden when they're sunbathing?
So privacy is an issue. And what we say is that the camera on a drone falls under the same regulations as the camera on your phone or your video doorbell or your dash cam. So privacy is protected under GDPR. And in fact, the Data Protection Commission have a very good document, guidance on drone use as well, up on their website, which we encourage everyone to read.
So check out the Data Protection Commission and check out the Irish Aviation Authority website before thinking about drones. That would be the advice?
Absolutely. And in terms of privacy as well, all new drones from the start of this year over 250 grams are required to have what we call direct remote identification. And so those drones broadcast data such as the operator registration number, location of the pilot and the drone height. And this information can be picked up with any smartphone using a number of freely available apps. So that helps the public to report any drone activity they might see as reckless or dangerous.
All right. Well, thank you for filling us in on that. That's Enda Walsh from the Irish Aviation Authority.